Fives Kingdom FM, 9:43, Wednesday morning. Barry along just after 10 with hits and headlines and music on the way shortly from OMD.
Absolutely, it's coming up, and we're getting notice board as well. Now, the Big Stooshy is on the way very soon. It's the first weekend in May, and there's going to be loads of acts there, including Glass Vegas, who are going to be headlining on the Saturday night. We caught up with, well, myself caught up with Rab Allen from Glass Vegas, James, the lead singer, the cousin. Rab is the lead guitarist. We caught up with him. He's got, it was a bit of a surprise, actually, the links he has to Fife.
Mm.
And certainly a big discovery for how the band came about. A lot to do with Fife. So if you're going to look at Big Stooshy, and if you're not, if you're a fan of Glass Vegas, we'll find out a bit about them. I chatted to them. It's in a couple of parts. So this is the first part of chatting to Rab. Rab from Glass Vegas, thanks very much for talking to us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So the first weekend of May, you're coming this way to the Kingdom for, of course, the Big Stooshy. Have you or any of the guys been Kingdom Way before?
You know what? I'm going to tell you a secret. I was actually born in Fife.
Were you? Whereabouts?
In Leven.
Were you?
Yeah, I grew up there till I was six, so it's quite exciting to be coming back. To be honest, we used to play in the Greenside quite a lot.
Really?
Yeah, and it was just chaos.
Oh, that's fantastic, because Greenside is a bit of a legend.
It's funny, like, the guy who signed us to Sony actually came to see us at the Greenside, and he was quite scared. He kept up in the corner up the back all night, because he didn't know what to do.
And was he, like, standing there in some kind of suit, all, you know, poshed up or something, or, like, with a kind of urban look, maybe, a bit city?
He's very middle class, you know, so he was like, you know, can I have a gin and tonic at the bar?
Imagine walking into the Greenside in Leslie, can I have a gin and tonic, please?
But, you know, it's one of those venues that, you know, we always talk about it quite enthusiastically and remember it fondly, you know.
I did actually see you at the beginning of last year in Hoyk.
I remember we did the Scottish tour, but I don't remember much about it. It was
a good time had by all.
I believe so.
Surely. I love the stuff that's on the stage, you know, like Glass Vegas in big lights. James on with a microphone cable that's a light up, and he wraps himself up in the cable, the mic cable. It's like those lights that you have at Christmas time.
That's right, yeah. Well, you know what? I think he wrapped himself up by accident. I don't actually think he meant to do that. I think he got twisted.
What is it? All right, okay.
You know what? We played with U2. We did some gigs with U2, and there was a point Bono, a microphone fell from the heavens, and it had one of those cables on it, and James was like, I like that. So we stole the idea.
U2. How amazing is it? Was it a case of Bono heard your first album and said, one of the tracks on there, I can't remember correctly which one it was the best track he'd ever heard?
Yeah, it was this My Own Cheating Heart That Makes Me Cry.
And based on that track, he was like, right, I want these guys to support me on the, or support us on the 360-degree tour.
Yeah, I think he wanted to have children with us at first. You know, that's kind of how it felt. It was quite...
That's never a bad thing. I think anybody would have children with Bono, really.
It was like a bromance. You know, there was like... he just fell in love with the band, and it was really sweet. You know, he looked after us and gave us his pearls of wisdom, all of those kind of things. And it was a really nice experience. I'll always appreciate, you know, the opportunity he gave us, because it's not every day you get to play under a big claw. And it was just surreal, to be honest. It was one of the most amazing things we've done being in the band, you know.
So what pearls of wisdom? Imagine getting pearls of wisdom from Bono. Flip a neck.
That would be telling,
wouldn't it? Well, I had to ask.
Let me see, it was funny, he was talking to James, and he was saying to James, you know, I love your voice is so powerful.